for that. Was never to have the butter in. I used to see my mama do it and let the rope, the bucket down the system, tied with the draw bucket and let it down the system. That butter be down that topped up or not topped up sometime, keeping cool. That way they'd keep it. And when they didn't do that, they just put some water in a bowl and set the bowl inside of that water to keep it cool, keep it from melting in the summer. But in the winter, they wouldn't have to do that. No, they wouldn't have to do it in the winter, because see, it'd be cold, and it'd get cold.
I see. When butter gets kind of, so it doesn't taste right, you say it's...
Butter.
The butter. Done
melted.
Yeah, but so, talking about the taste or the smell.
Oh, it'd be,
it's gotten...
Kind of, let me see now, how would I... Sour-like. Sour. It gets sour butter. I call it sour butter.
Okay, did you ever say rancid?
Ranky butter. Okay. And good ranky butter.
Okay. There's a big type of farm that keeps a lot of cows, and they sell their milk. They have trucks that come around and deliver milk.
Jersey cows.
Uh-huh. And that's, but what kind of farm is that? That's
That's a cow farm.
A day.
They milk them jerseys every day, twice a day.
Is it ever here called a dairy?
Dairy. Milk dairy.
All right. Now, is a dairy a farm, or is it, when I say dairy, do you think of the farm where they...
Farm. It's a farm.
Where they have a lot of cows.
That's right.
Okay. And they sell the milk.
That's right.
All right. The place around the barn or close to the barn where you... feed your stock is the...
Is it a barn?
The area around the barn where you feed your stock.
Have it, they have a, have it fenced in.
Uh-huh, and that's the what? The...
The area.
The area where they, the place where they have the stock to be fed.
They call that a cow yard.
Okay, a cow yard?
Cow yard.
All right, and just the cows are in there?
Just the cows.
What's the difference in it and a barnyard?
See, what to do for me?
What's the difference?
I don't know.
They're the same thing?
It ought to be. The barnyard and the cow yard, all that the same.
Okay. What's a lot?
That's a lot. Call it a lot.
Same thing?
That's right, a lot.
Would a lot and a barnyard then be the same thing?
Be the same thing.
Okay, fine. Did you ever weed cotton with a hoe?
I've been hoed so much in my time till I hoed so till moms give up.
Oh, what do you call that when you're...
Hoeing.
Yeah, but when it's cotton?
Cotton.
What do you call it?
Cotton. Hoeing cotton.
You ever call it chopping?
Chopping cotton. Scraping cotton.
Oh, yeah. What's scraping cotton?
That's scraping the dirt weaving in the grass.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. What are some grasses in a cotton field that you want to get out?
See, what kind of
grass? What kind of grass is in there?
They call it moodle grass and that grass grows so fast. Lord, now what the name of that? I know what the name of that grass is now. It just won't come to me. Cocoa grass. We call it cocoa. And wire grass, that would grow long, wide, wire grasses. That grow straight up, thick, cocoa.
What is this that I see? I've never seen it until I got to Mississippi. But you'd be driving along the road, and you only see one or two at a time, and there's a stalk that comes up, and it's got little fuzzy things on the top of it.
It in a field.
Do you see them in a field? They're scattered around in the field.
And what, you know what kind of top it has?
The top looks kind of fuzzy.